Okay, we're up to Sif Ches and Tes, which are the Halach Lamaisa Sifim that have to do with checking. We've already learned the Yisayid, which is the Yisayid in the Halachis of Teilayim, that any creature which is created in the produce while it's connected to the ground is Aser, and any Teilayim that are created in the produce when it's detached from the ground is mutter. Now we have to realize the distinction between bugs that are crawling on the outside of a vegetable and ones that are inside. The ones that are outside may well have come from elsewhere. They may have traveled and gotten there. Those bugs are considered teilaim and they're aser. However, teilaim that are inside, and we know did not exist b'mechubar, those are mutter. The only example I can give you offhand would be in raisins. As you know, raisins are dried grapes. Grapes do not have bugs in the grapes. At least as of today, no one has made a tumul. They have to check grapes. Grapes are free of teilaim. If you were to take a raisin and to find bugs in the raisin, not outside, but the outside is whole, and inside there would be worms, you'd be allowed to eat those worms, l'chatchila, because those worms were created betolush. They were not reichesh ala aretz. They never crawled on the ground. And therefore, even if someone comes and tells you that they cut open your raisins, they found worms inside, it's not a problem, because those worms came to Tolush, and their mutter. The only place they could come are from either spontaneous generation, if you believe in it, or from small eggs that were inside. Or worms. I don't know.
It's the same there.
It could be insects that are too small to be seen, crawled in, and grew. And they grew there. I'm not saying raisins have worms, I'm just trying to think of an example where it comes lamaisa. As far as dates and the others are concerned, we still have to do our homework. And those of you who have easy internet access could do it. I actually, in yeshiva, can look it up. And maybe in Mitzvah Shem for next week, it will be interesting to get the guidelines of the different Hechsher organizations and see how in sync they are. I think we'll be surprised to see that they are, to a great ruba de ruba, in sync. Although the Starcade does have different shitas as far as checking bugs. Rav Heinemann has certain coolers that the other organizations don't hold of as far as the halachas of checking. But to jump to that before we learn it is not right. So we'll learn Sivches and Tes, which are the important sifim. And then hopefully next week, I did bring some of the OU guidelines. We'll see if we get to it today. And hopefully next week we'll be able to do it a little more lamaisa. I don't know where the creatures come, so I can't. And let me find out, okay?
Yes.
And we'll get to it. Sivches. Again, hagdama. This hagdama we're going to see just to to put the importance of it to make a besider. We said that produce could be either muzik b'teilayim, or amir hamotzi of teilayim, or amir she'enei motzi. Three categories. Muzik b'teilayim means that al pi rav, it has insects. Broccoli, cauliflower, these things are called muzik b'teilayim. There's no rav to be made. They're more than muzik. There's no head of broccoli that doesn't have creatures in it. Then there's miyot hamotzi. Miyot hamotzi means that rive are free of bugs. Rive are free of bugs, but there is a miyot hamotzi which has bugs in it. A miyot hamotzi is the drabonim, and I tell you, go basa rive. Drabonim were geyser a miyot hamotzi in many areas of halacha. The most prominent one is Hilchas Treifas, where there's a chiv to check the lungs because it's a miyot hamotzi. Rive animals are not treif. But still, there's a chiv to check for a miyot hamotzi. And the tshuva, which is accepted pretty much across the board, is the Mishkan Es Yaakov's tshuva regarding treifus. He has a tshuva regarding a period where there were diseases in the animals, and though this disease caused certain treifus, he said if 10% or more of the animals have this treifus, then they have to be checked for the disease, and if not, then they do not have to be checked.
Can be changed like nowadays? They say they have these houses. Does that change the muksa?
Yeah, muksa b'teilah means that of this batch, of this field, it could be that in a cold climate, the truth is a winter crop, it has less teilah than a summer crop. That's why the strawberries, which last summer were of such great concern, the winter crop now can be cleaned. Today, if you want to eat fresh strawberries, you can buy strawberries. You soak them in soapy water for 2 minutes, and you clean them. You don't have to check them. You just clean them the way you would clean a fork or a spoon. You take a sponge, and you just wipe the way the women clean the forks and spoons. You wipe every part of the surface because the soapy water makes them lose their grip on the vegetable, and then they wipe off rather easily. Now, what's going to happen 3 or 4 months from now when it's the new, the spring crop, so I don't know. Nobody knows what it'll be. But the winter crop was better, and therefore, if you want, you can be biting them. So it changes. Treifus is not a rive. If treifus would be a rive, it would be also to drink milk.
Anybody get a 50% on
nowadays, so that's the kasha. If today no shechita house that we would use gets more than 50%, you usually get 35 to 40%. Kosher, except in South America. It's interesting, in South America they get over 50%. The animals there are strange thing, the animals there are raised by grazing and eating grass, which is not the way they're done in America. You know, those animals are much healthier as far as the treifus is concerned, and therefore they don't have the treifus problem. It's interesting, they have other problems that are causing trouble in South America. But here in our country, more than 50% of the animals are rejected. However, the reason we reject them is because we don't know how to check the lungs properly. And any little sircha, we're matrith. And we still accept Chazal's assumption that roi behemoth einam treifus. Most animals live well past the year. And therefore, even though we're machmir on the teeth of meat, but we're samech that the milk that they're kosher. Getting back to the bugs. So again, there's mi'ir ha-motzi, which is 10% or more, and mi'ir she'ein ha-motzi, which is under 10%. Those are the three categories. Now, obviously, most of b'teilahim needs a good bedika, there's no question. The question is what the din of mi'ir ha-motzi is. So it's a funny thing to do, but in Sif Ches, the most important line is the Ramah. So just jump down to the Ramah. Loi mahani b'hem im badak ha-roiv. It doesn't help to check roiv of whatever min it is. El tzarech livdei kulam to have a miyot teshchiach. Miyot teshchiach, miyot matzui. Anytime it's matzui, we're not saimach on bedikas roiv. We have to be baidik on checking all of them. Ramah is talking about produce where roiv of them don't have bugs. And a miyot is matzui, so he says it's not enough to check roiv. You have to check every single one.
Now, what if you check here and you find that there's none, and you're going for a big sample, you reject the hypothesis that there's a meat on the
left side? Okay, that's one of the issues that comes up. let's learn the Mechaber straight down, and then we'll get, because once I talk about that, we're not gonna, no one's gonna have cup for the Shulchan Aruch. So look. Excuse me. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. And Sif Ches. Sif Ches is the Chi of Bedika. And Sif Tes, which I'll tell you now, because I want to wait to Sif Tes to discuss it. I mentioned to you numerous times the Svek Sveika of Suffolk bugs, Suffolk, if you cook it, Suffolk Nimuach. So we'll leave that for Sif Tes. In the meantime, we're talking not cooking it, not relying on the morch when it's cooked. But you want to eat the fresh vegetable. What do you have to do? Call me ne perish a darkon last liya, kushehe mechubarim. Any type of vegetable where it's the derech for it to become wormy when it's connected to the ground. So those worms are osim in atayra. Lo yoichel ad sheyivdak. Those you cannot eat until you do a b'dika. Ad sheyivdak hapri mitaychan. Shema yesh by telas. Because perhaps there's a worm inside. V'imshoa hapri achashenekar. Yud beis chaydish. If the peri was stored or waited 12 months after it was disconnected from the ground, eichel b'loi b'dika. Then you can eat it without checking. It should call beri ashein ba'etzem. Any creature that has no bones, such as a worm, einem miskayim yud beis chaydish, does not, we have a Kabbalah that it doesn't last 12 months. By the 12 months, it's either nimuach, or the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is, it's nisiyabe shachein by lachluchis. It's considered to be like offer. And, well, 1 second, that's a good question, 1 second. Umakomakayim, so for the bugs that were there when they were inside waiting 12 months helps, which is raisins. Raisins are 12 months old. So if there are any bugs that were there earlier, we take dates that are 12 months old. Any bugs that were there when it was b'mechuber, we have a Kabbalah that they're gone. Those teloim that are, what are the two things? B'chutz? Oy, agabi apri, isn't that the same thing? Oh, I think one means that it came from outside, and the other one is that it was created, the pirish, the beragol, kiman she pirish, waf bishalay nivru, ela betalush asurim. So, B'chutz, oy al gabe yapri. The question is what the two are. Okay, what? Be hanimtsoim beinehem b'chutz. Oy al gabe yapri. I'm not sure what the two are. I mean, the Baragol is trying to answer that. I'm not sure how it answers it. I think what he means is there are two types of problems. It could be a problem with a bug that was created in the worm, in the fruit, and it crawled out. So once it's perish, it's perish. And it could be a problem of ones that came from outside. So the outside has to be checked. Even after you clean off the outside, maybe when you put it into water to cook it, the inside creatures are going to crawl out, and now they're going to become osur. So therefore, even we're talking now, you want to save the job of checking the inside. You wait 12 months, so any bug that was created by mechubra is considered bottle. Now you're only worried about bugs on the surface. You clean the surface. Now it should be good. The bugs inside are okay. So to Shulchan Aruch, you still have a problem. Maybe when you throw it into the water, these creatures don't like to be in the water, so they're going to crawl outside the pri. And once they crawl on the outside of the pri, even if they drown afterwards, they're already osur.
Why do I care if they crawl?
Because now they're b'chutz. The whole what's this? Then it's that it's sheretz al oretz. So.
But
these are the ones that were created after 12 months. In the worm, in the date, or in the raisin. So now they're mutter. But once they crawl on the outside, they become osir. Then they're sheretz al oretz. So
there's not much came. How are they around after 12 months?
No, those are gone. The ones that were b'mechuber are gone. We worry about the new ones that came b'talush. The new ones came.
From the eggs that were there?
Either from the eggs or from the outside. Either or. So Hilkach, Chomini Peshit, Darkon Laslia. Well, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say clearly what Darkon means, but Darkon sounds like the Apirayv. It's this way.
But if they're coming from the outside, what's the chesh that maybe they go with the two lechutz? They're usher anyway.
No,
they came from the outside.
No, they were created. No, the ones that came from the outside, that's why you're cleaning off the outside. Right. So you finish cleaning the outside, now you're worried about the inside ones. So the inside ones, which we assume came from the inside, they're going to now tunnel out. So therefore there's an Eitzah. Habala vashalach, you base chaydish perishet liyu. Yitnam letech mayim tzayninim. You throw it into cold water. Hamutulah v'amunukavim yalu lamayla. And the ones that are wormy or holy will float upwards. and those you skim off and throw out. And then you throw it into boiling water. By telas, you almost miyad. And if there's a telas, it could be soimich, it's going to die right away. It won't be nisrachish bachutz. That's the hetter we have. I think the women, when they make cholent beans, many of the women, cholent beans are not mochzeh b'tayloim, but sometimes when beans are in the store a very long time, they do get wormy. So they throw the worms, they throw the beans into water, and they juggle around a little, so the ones underneath can get free. And the ones that float to the top, amituloim, which they are, I don't know if they're worms, but they're the ones that are spoiled. And those you skim off and throw out. And then the rest of them you throw into the hot water, and the cholent, no bug survives in cholent. And and then you have this Eitza of the Shulchan Aruch for Yudeis Chaydesh. What?
So what are
you reading?
In the fifth line. After 12 months. The ones after 12
months. That means that the worms that were b'mechober, you could eat b'loi b'dika. But, he says, we have to be baidik for worms from the outside. Those, which is the derech. Let's say I'm beans, where it's not so much the derech. Certainly, I'm fresh beans. It's not the derech for them to come from the outside. It's only they're very old. So then... corn? Okay, we're going to have to check. The fresh corn usually doesn't have bugs. There are times that it has bugs from the store that it's in, and you can see them when you peel the husk. You take a look at it, you can see those worms. We're going to go through Mitzvah Hashem. We'll have to go through a list of the things. Like I said, we'll learn the halachas. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have to go through the guidelines that they have for the Lamaisa. Now, the question here is, we're saying that really things that are created betolush are mutter. Something, only something that's dark on, this whole sif is talking dark on lasliya b'shemechubarim, but things that are dark on lasliya k'shehei mitulash, we're saying are really mutter. Why? So the Taz Yud Beis explains, kol mine perish adark on lasliya b'mechubar mashma, aval im ein derech lasliya elo betolush, ein tzarech b'dika. If they get worms later, so then ain't tzarich b'dika. You don't have to check the worms on the inside. Akene chiyuv b'dika bekemach leperis yveshin kagoyin ruzni, which I assume is raisins or kiyaitz of hen. So the Tarsia has a tremendous kula. He says that worms that are not products that are not darkon lasliyav b'mechober, such as wheat. Wheat does not get wormy when it's b'chober l'karka, or grapes and raisins, which are not dark on lasliya. So he says, then there's no problem. You don't have to check. There ain't shom iser ela acha shepirshu. Or maybe it's ain't shem iser ela acha shepirshu. They're not, these bugs are not osir until they perish. Nimsa have a svek sveka. It's one suffik if it has bugs, and another suffik if it was perish or not. Now, don't confuse this with last week. We discussed the problem of flour in sif hay. There, we're talking about flour where we know there are worms. So the question is, the flour should be mutter anyway because it wasn't pirish; it just crawled in the flour. So that we discussed last week, the chumris either because it's considered to be a pirish mepri lepri because the flour is so small, or because it climbs on the inside of the bag. And we were machmir that the inside of the bag is considered pirish from the keli. And yeah, I think it was the prichadish that was mekel that the inside of the bag is mutter. And that's all talking when you know that flour has worms. But let's say you have a suffix, you bring a bag of flour home, and you have no reason to assume there are worms there. Zokter taz, that's mutter. Because it's not darkon lasliya b'mechover, because the worms wouldn't be there b'mechover. So now you have a svek svek. Maybe there are no worms, and in Tipsalima there are worms. Maybe it's not considered to be pirish because it's just crawling in the flower itself. So that's a svek sveka, svek sveka mutter. Afilu b'shal tayra, kamashkasa b'shayis b'shem a rajba, gavi over a b'shal tayra b'shayis chaydish. So this is the kula of the Taz, that you could be mekel in a case where you have a bag of flour is the most common case, where it's not known to have worms, and you just, it's a suffix, maybe they are worms, so for that, you could be mekel. Now, I have to add to this, usually we're not saimach by a svek sveika if it's efshel levar. Push it through a sifter, it's efshel levar, and usually if something is efshel levar, we don't, we're machmir on a svek sveika. However, the Taz doesn't explain, but I think the Taz is going with the idea, which is questionable if it applies here, but there's an idea in the Tshuvas Nida Yehuda that a svek sveika she'ef shel levar is only if you can be mevar both svekas. If you can end up being mevarer only one of the svekas, and then it's not pashut that you have to be mevarer. Now here, actually, once you sift it, the whole thing is mevarer. You know you have no worms. However, the question of whether it was pirish or loy pirish, and it doesn't need, you're not being mevarer that suffit. You're just playing it safe. You are taking away all the svekas. Right, the Taz is mekel. I hear. It's something of a taina, and it's a question on the Taz. Why the Taz? Is the only what? I'm just guessing what he means. Now, you there's a klal which is accepted that a svek sveka where you can only be mevar one and not the other. There's no chiv to be mevar. Now that's typically a case where if you check, it'll remain a suffik. Here, if you check, it won't remain a suffik. But the birr is only a birr on one of the two svekas, if there are worms. But if there are worms, you don't really know if it's when it was created. It was pirish makom l'makom. So maybe that's why he holds his nochiyev to be mevar. I'm not sure. Maybe he means because it's not the kal levar. He's talking about people that use a lot of flour. I'm not sure. But the question, all right, so again, I have to tell you a rule of svek sveka shein hamisapech. We're saying here, there's a suffix, are there worms, are there no worms? Even if there are worms, maybe there were perishu, maybe there were light perishu. So Shaul is asking that it's not a svek sveka hamisapech. If you're going to say, were the worms perish, were they mimakim lamakim, were they worms? And even if they were perish mimakim lamakim, maybe they're not there? That makes sense. So we have our old klal from Hilchus Treifus, the Taz and Shach klal, that you don't say a svek sveka has to be a mishapuch where there's a logical sequence to the two svekas. Only reason a svek sveka has to be mishapuch is because who says go this way, go that way. But the case there is we have a svek sveka suffik. If a lion got into the corral of sheep, there's a reason to be chayshish that an animal. The lion got there, so if it got in, even if it got in, was it dairus the animal, which would make it a treifus. If it clawed the animal, it would make it a treifus. So there's not mishapach. Because they'll say, did it claw the animal, didn't it? Even if it did claw the animal, there's no svek sveka. So, but there it is, a svek sveka in Shulchan Aruch. So I say there, it's a svek sveka, when there's a logical sequence, was there a problem? And even if there was a problem, it could be it's mutter anyway. When there's a logical sequence, you don't need a svek svek on the sapech, and that's why you hear the svek svek.
Is that true? Svek svek could be having boiled, non-filtered water. There's something whether there's a lot in the water.
So that's siftes, you're right, and we're going to get to that in siftes. Okay, and hopefully we'll get to it today. When you boil it, that is a svek svek, and we'll see in a minute. But anyway, this is the Taz's kula. The Berheitev, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, at the second half of the Berheitev, he is mefakfek on the Taz's heter. In our print, the Berheitev in the first wide line starts b'taz kosav, he brings the Taz, and then at the next dot, or line and a half from the end, he says, mekomokayim akol mishtana l'fi amokom l'fi azman. These things change. Shiyei shanim shemasliyin, v'yei she'ei masliyin. There were those that were chayshish, they didn't want to be saimach on the Taz. Actually, I should have started a line earlier. After Adkan Lishainai, says, Bafadil Chatchila Tzarch Bedika, Vilayav Svekseke Makshahuzu Pekach. The Berheitev is Machmir. Okay, I'm sorry, I should have started a line earlier. Three lines, from the third of the wide lines in our print of the Pesachei Tshuva. Mark, by you, it's three lines from the end of Yud Zayin. Ubevadai, in Berheitev, where it says, Ubevadai lechatchol etzar p'dikov layav esveks vekamach shahosik pekath. If it's hosik, then our flower is not hosik. Hosik means rive. If it's hosik pekach, then he's machmir. However, Pesachei Tshuva brings the hey brings the some cipher, who's bad to mask him to the kula of the taz, and therefore certainly when it's not muzik and our flour, this is what we can rely on, that the shaila flour, when you know there are worms were machmir because there's a suffix, and when you don't know, so then it's a svek sveka, and then a person could be mekel. So this is the kula of talush. Now, what? I don't know. Melons? I have no idea. No, that's a food. Melons, maybe. I don't know. Berries? Okay. Raspberries? Okay. Raspberries? They say today the raspberries are bad shape. The raspberries are very wormy. I don't know firsthand, but all the organizations have a problem with the raspberries. And even the raspberry jams with a good heksher that have pieces of raspberry are subject of a great amount of debate. Whether you could be samech on them, all of them really are highly debatable. You could eat the yogurt, but the like I said, strawberries presently are better. It came back.
Terrible.
Okay, I'll check. No, my last information was that the strawberries, the winter crop of strawberries, are good. Now, good means they still have to be clean. And he said, what did he say? The winter crop is better. Yeah. All right. And that doesn't mean they don't have to be clean. They have to be soaked and washed.
With the jams and jellies.
Most jam and jelly, unless it says made with real fruit, are apple jelly with flavoring. A lot of them are apple jelly with flavoring. Some of them they put in a few pieces of strawberry so they could put it on the ingredient. The ones, you know, Smucker's always advertised made with real, so everyone listens to their ads, you know, they're shaitan, because most people assume that all strawberry, like if you're in the industry, you know, Smucker's made with real things. But most consumers assume that all jelly is made with real vegetables, right? They don't know that most jam is made out of apples. So the ones that have pieces of raspberry in them, it should be preserved, should be avoided. Even if they have a good hechsher, I'm not saying they're treif, but we could live without it, Baruch Hashem, and it would be better to avoid the ones that have pieces in them. Yeah.
What happens? How does it get better when they take it out of the jam or the preserves and put it into the yogurt?
I don't know why it gets better in the yogurt. I don't know the information. I suspect that they use from the frozen ones, which for some reason, I don't know why, some of the frozen ones were better. Not all, though. There's some frozen ones with a hechsher that not all the organizations use. There's certain brands. There are certain brands. You have to know. I want to get back to this. You should just know that frozen vegetables,
any frozen
vegetables, there are general, I'm only speaking generally because it's not fair to paint everything with the same brush, but not every hechsher when it comes to bugs holds of the same thing. In general, many of the Chassidish hechsherim don't really believe in the bugs. They don't hold that it's a real problem, and some of them humor the industry and they go along with it. And that's why there was a tumult a year ago. One of the rabbanim said in the Shabbos, like, oh, Rasha, that certain rav shouldn't be relied on, and we use him. He's a good hechsher. But part of his chashash was that on the bugs, like he's miktani, you know, if your heart's not in it to force them to check, it doesn't end up getting checked properly. So there were Chassidish Paiskim, Gedalei Paiskim, who held of certain kulas when it comes to bugs. Divrei Chaim especially, I believe, has a tshuva, which Bali Nader, I'll try to remember to bring in, where they had coolers. The coolers were, as we see in all the Paiskim, they were stuck. You know, people think the bug thing is a new thing. It's an old thing. They were stuck. There were tremendous difficulties in countries where there wasn't a lot of food. And it was a big problem getting rid of them, getting rid of the bugs. That's why you have certain brands which come with two different asherim. You could look, you know, you can get certain brands of lettuce. And the same brand, sometimes it comes with four asherim. And sometimes it comes with either four different asherim or two asherim. The bag looks the same. The stempels, the letters are so tiny that you can't tell. But unless you're aware of it, you're not going to be on top of it. And you're going to buy it every single time. What's the dish stempel or that stempel? There's a reason why, you know, like dough lettuce sometimes has the KAJ and sometimes doesn't have the KAJ. So there's a reason for that. Because sometimes it's mutter l'chatchila, and sometimes it's only mutter for according to those hasherim that need a parnasa. And it's a very, no, it's not a joke, it's a very big nesayin for a hechsher to pull off a hechsher from a national bird. The hasherim fall off. And why?
Some of them will not give a hechsher
for the product. Because they have a sheet, they need Hamish brands for, yeah, it's a very funny sheet. Because you go to the same apple juice plant, and they the same plant, no company owns an apple juice plant. You go to the same exact plant, and they produce it with this label and that label, and there's no difference the way it's made. And the OUP and the Chassidus Hechsher, all the apple juice is exactly the same. And okay. Anyway, it's not that's not our issue. Our issue is what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Again, the kula of the Taz, important kula, that when you have a Svek Sveka, you could be Mekel on Devarim She'ein Dark on Lasliya B'Mechober, which is flour and raisins. And then the kula of Yud Beis Chayidish. Now, I was misupik when I learned this. What does it mean you could be Mekel after 12 months? Let's say I have dates. And again, the mitzias of dates, I'm not sure. We're going to have to wait and find out. But let's say I have dates and I hold them for 12 months. And now the outside, the skin is whole. I'm not worried about bugs on the outside. I wash and clean it well. And there are bugs on the inside. I know there are worms in the inside. Is that mutter or that's not mutter? So the Shulchan Aruch says, after Yud Beis Chayidish, it could be Saimech that they're gone. We have a Kabbalah, after Yud Beis Chayidish, there, what's the Lashon? Eina Miskayim Yud Beis Chayidish. What happens if I open it up and it's moving? If I see the bugs are crawling?
Well,
we have a Kabbalah, it's Eina Miskayim Yud Beis Chayidish. What? There were Nisrachish. What? So it could be that the new ones are eggs that became visible within the Yud Beis Chayidish, and they're mutter. That's what you're saying. The ones that came later, and they're mutter. What? Why?
Because it's only at the time of the
Gemara.
Like,
Typhus
also will have
Simon. Shulchan Aruch says, nobody here says in Asaymech and Yud Beis Chayidish. Everyone says that you're Simon.
For Typhus, we don't rely on
that. On what?
That it should live.
We see a Typhus, we know the Behemoth is going to live 12 months.
That's something else. So the question is whether this Metzius is only if we don't see differently, or even if we see that it's going around, that it's walking around. So I looked around. The Yeshua Siakov says if you see it crawling, you have to be Machmir. And the there's a Tshuva of Shlomo Klugin, the Tuftan Vadas, I probably saw it in the Darkei Tshuva, who's Mekel. Now the truth is, as is being said, we could probably make it anyway because we can assume it was Masliya Betolush. We don't have to assume this is from the Mechuber, and therefore you could be Mekel. But, okay, I'll call upon him. This is the din of this Sif. This Halacha Lamaisa from the Mechaber is a very limited Halacha Lamaisa. It's only a Halacha Lamaisa of Dvarim She'ein Darkon Masliya Betolush. And the Ramah's halacha lemaisa is much more nagei aloi mahani bem in badak harayv al tzach levdei kulon davamiya tishkiach. Now, you've all heard it said that hechsher organizations, some are saimach to check three heads. They get a case of lettuce. They check three heads. If the three heads are good, then they don't check the rest. They assume the whole batch is good. Whatever min it is that they check. Obviously, there holds a min that needs checking. And there's Saimach to check the three heads. Now that idea is not going to be found anywhere on the page in Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't mean it's not correct. I'm just saying it's not an idea that comes from the page in Shulchan Aruch. I did find it looking around in the Darkei Tshuva, in the name of Rav Shlomo Kluger, who's makel to take out three heads. Now again, it's a min that requires bedika, whether it's a min amatzai or a mukzik petilam. It's a min that normally needs bedika. However, I don't know. However, he says if you take three heads out of a batch, you could assume that if the whole batch, assuming it all came from the same time and the same field, that they're all not from that min of miyat amatzai. However, if Shlomo Kluger is only makel when it's hard to be bedik all of them, because of the yafshir. It's the yafshir to be bedik all of them. If it's yafshir to be bedik everything, then he's makel. Clearly, if it's available, in greenhouse type or from a place where there's no mukzik petilam, there's no, then he's not makel. He's makel when it's yafshir. And then he has this cool of checking three heads.
Three out of how many?
So that's a big problem. Three out of how many is a batch? Three out of a case? Three out of a shipment? Three out of a whole shipful? So that's one of the things that's. You'll see when we'll download from the different Hasherim, that's part of the difference of opinion between them. There are those who are making on a whole field if you take three heads. And they make a whole field, and there are those who are more machmir in the union. The small, because three is three is always the chazaka. When you find, let's say you take a box of, let's say you have at home a bag of flour, you find one worm, you throw it out. That's all you have to do. You find a second worm, you just throw it out. You find three worms, that's called musaf betelaim. Chazak is three. Now, it's rare that you'll find one worm. Worms happen to be things that don't travel. Usually, if you find one worm, you're going to find many. But you can find an insect, the insects that fly around, that crawl around, and you find one insect, you throw it out, the rest of it is mutter. There's no reason to think that there are more. And two, again, but three is already considered to be a problem of Mosul Petalon. Now, the Ramah, what happened to the Ramah? The Ramah says you have to check everything by Amir Hamatzi. How does this Shita touch up the Ramah? So this Shita touches the Ramah that we're being mevarer that in this batch, it's not Amir Hamatzi. In this batch, it's Ein Hamatzi. Because we took out three heads and we found that there are no bugs. So that is the Kula on which we're Saibah. Now, ideally, we should do a test and see if it really works that way. When we find three good heads, if it holds up to the, because 1 out of 10 is a problem. So
if you're trying to find a reason whether or not it's a need or not,
right?
Assuming it's a random sample, you would still get over 70% chance that even if it was a 10% need or not, you would wind up with about a 70% chance that you wouldn't find any in the three.
Yeah, because it's saying 1 out of 10 has a worm. So when you put 3 out of 10, so it's about a 70% chance right, that you're not going to find it. Well, 3 is... If I have 10 boxes in front of me, and one box has a worm, and 9 don't, I close my eyes and pick up 3 boxes, odds are rife that I'm going to pick up 3 boxes that don't have worms. So... It would appear to be okay. All right. Let's step back for a minute. It's a taina. Let me step back for a minute. The question here is how do you shots up 10%? Now this is a very difficult question. What does 10% mean? When we say 10% of the product doesn't have a problem, do we mean 10% of each serving? Do we mean 10% of each case? How do you shots up 10%? Mm-hmm. Let's say I take one leaf of lettuce, let's say the metzias is of iceberg lettuce, any one leaf, the odds are it's a miyat shein amatzai. So if I take, am I allowed to eat one leaf? I'll be sairach then. One leaf is less than 10%. If I want to eat whatever the number is, six leaves, so then it's already, I'm not allowed. So I'm allowed to eat one. I eat two. One and two, no good. So I give a hechsher on a place. They can serve only two pieces. So Rav Shimon Schwab wrote this shaila. Rav Shimon Schwab wrote this shaila on behalf of the KAJ. He wrote a letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's clear he wrote the identical letter to Rav Eliyashiv Yibad Lachayim. And each of them responded in letters that are printed. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's tshuva is in the Micha Shleimah Chelik Beis tshuva Samach Aleph. And Rav Eliyashiv's tshuva, I didn't copy down the Maramakim. Rav Eliyashiv's tshuva is in his Kovetz tshuvas, I believe in the first volume. And they both addressed to Rav Schwab. Rav Eliyashiv Kedarka is a very short tshuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman Kedarka is more... Rav Shlomo Zalman says it cannot be that it goes by serving. Because then you can take anything and eat it kima, eat a little bit at a time, and find heterim. It's not logical that it should depend on each serving. So what does it depend on? So he doesn't say a clear psak in how to do it. Rather, he gives the following etzah. It's not clear if this was an etzah that was asked by Rav Eliyashiv, or, the tshuva answered the shaila. He didn't come to write klolim for pei dalet. So he asked him, obviously the case was, that if you go by each serving, it's not a mi'ra matzoi. If you go by each head, it is a mi'ra matzoi. So he says, you can't be mekel. You can't go by each serving. And you go by whatever the question was, each head of lettuce, and therefore it's a problem. So he says, suggests the following kula. He says, what you can do with cabbage or lettuce, this is Rav. It's hard to know. It seems Rav Schwab asked this eitzah, but this is Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his tshuva. Shlomo Zalman says, he's talking obviously about cabbage. He says, which is cooked lettuce. I don't think anybody cooks lettuce, but cabbage is cooked. So he says it can be made as follows: to soak the cabbage in mei melach, in salty water, something which makes it a suffix, makes it less shchiach, and then to cook the cabbage. And that, even though eim avat l'nis l'chatchila, when you know there are worms, you can't l'chatchila take cabbage and cook it to get rid of the worms. But in a case where you first soak it in salty water and something which makes many of them disappear, that makes it into a suffix mi'ra matzoi, and then you're allowed to cook the cabbage and be samech on the svek sveika, suffix if it's there, suffix if it's a nimuach, and he combines a number of heterim. He says, "Ein bevatlin is a lechatchila." He brings the apayskim that hold that something that's hard to do, that's not called lechatchila. To check every head of cabbage, that's every leaf of cabbage is difficult. So, ein bevatlin is a lechatchila. When it's something that's difficult, that comes with difficulty, so that's not called ein bevatlin is a lechatchila. That's already a bidyavet. So there are poiskim that are samech on that. Plus, what?
Putting the cabbage in a freezer.
I see, he doesn't talk about that. If that works, then it's fine. I'm not familiar with it. And he says it's not borer, even though we're machmir on all these bugs. He says the geder of nira leinayim, if all is said and done, he says it's not more than a suffix. It's a suffix d'oraisa. We're machmir on all these bugs. But the guidelines of Nira Leinayim is Farta Safik. So he's mitzar of that as a kula. And then he brings, as an add-on to the Ikar Kulis, our old Kulis that we're not Samech on. The Kresi Uplaisi, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, had a Limutzchus, that these bugs that are Nivra Betolush, the bugs those which come from Mechubar, this is not a kula. But on those bugs that are nivra betolush, so we machbir kashema pirshu mepli lepri lepri. So Yonasan Eibshitz has a kula. In Hilchis Beria, we said it's only a beria if it's asr mitchilas briyasai. If it's asr from the moment it was created. Those that are created betolush, mitchilas briyasai, they're actually mutter. Later when they crawl, they become isr. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz holds that's a reason to be mekel on these bugs, that they're not a barrier. If you cook them, you can't find them, that they're mutter. Now we don't pass on Kriyamis and Aipshitz, because the heter of Tchilas Briyasa goes on a min, not just because it happens to be in a certain spot, whatever the reasons are in Siman Kuf, but it's a tzirif. Plus, he's mitzarif to Shiva Siyai. I mentioned to you once who holds that eating bugs and lettuce is a misasek. Your intention is not to eat the bugs, your intention is to eat the lettuce. And it's a misasek. Now, we don't paskin like the Shiva Siyai. Because I told you, if you have a peanut butter sandwich, Shlomo Zalman writes this example, if you have a peanut butter sandwich, you don't like peanut butter, but you want the bread, you're hungry. So eat it despite the peanut butter. You say, look, I need a peanut butter, I'm a misasek. You're not a misasek, it's there in front of you, you're doing it. Just I don't care about it. He says, when you eat lettuce with bugs, you can't say you're a misasek, lagabi, the bugs are there, you know they're there. But nevertheless, the Shiva Siyan holds you are a misasek. These are all tzirufim, these are all tzirufim lakula, and therefore he's makel again to soak it, and after soaking it, to cook it, and then it's mutter. What is important for us, lagabi cabbage, is that he writes that those stores, you go into a store, a company, where they cook the cabbage, and they're soymech on hayesh rabbonim hamekilim. We're not so worried about bugs, and therefore they cook it. They have a hechsher. He is not soymech on a place without a hechsher. He's a place with a hechsher. And that's soymech on the rabbonim hamekilim. He's referring to these hechsherim that are more mekel agavi bugs, and therefore they cook it. So he says there you could eat the cabbage, the cooked vegetables, if it's a metzias where the cooked vegetables would have the sex faker, because you could be saimech that I aim about l'nislach atchila, but if they have a heksher, the heksher told them it's okay, there's no knas on them, and therefore you could be mekel. This refers to things that are mir amotzi. We're not talking now about muzi pitalam, we're not talking broccoli. Broccoli, which is mostly pitalum, there's no sfex faker. But cabbage has a sfex faker, suffic if there are bugs. Even if there are bugs, shemini muchu. So even though we're not mavatlis lachatchila, here we could be mekel. This is Shlomo Zalman's second kula. Alright, so this is a good question. Why are these bugs in the cabbage any different than the bugs in the honey? The bugs in the honey, when you cook them in the honey, we said you're allowed to cook them. Even though you mavatl the raglei devarim into the honey, it's still mutter because your kavana is not in order to do it. So it's not, your kavana is because it needs cooking. So the same thing should be true by the cabbage where you're not cooking it. What? But broccoli, even after you cook it, it's not a sex fake. It's only one suffix. It's not al tzvek svek. You look at the honey, you see it's nimuach. By the broccoli, the problem is that it's not vade nimuach, it's only suffik nimuach. So therefore, the broccoli, there's no heter to cook it. So on the broccoli, it's a problem because it doesn't help even if you cook it. It's only one suffik. But on the cabbage, it's a svek svek. The question is, why there's a iser of eim avatel and iser lechatchila in this case, or for that matter, in the case we're going to with the flour? Where if it's something that's vadei nimuach, if there's such a heter, and I'm not sure why the poskim don't say you could do it because of the taz. It may be that the reason they're machmir is because we have a rule in Simin in Kuf Yud that ein oisin svek svek lechatchila. You're not allowed lechatchila to create a svek svek. You can't take a sefer deraisa and turn it into a svek svek and now be mekel. Not allowed to make a svek svek lechatchila. And here we have the cabbage, which is a suffik teraisa. You want to create a svek sveker in the first place, so that we're not going to be mekel. In a case where you have one suffik, if there are bugs there, and you soak it in mei melach, so you create a suffik in it's a mir amatzui, so there Shlomo Zalman has his chiddush to be mekel with all of these terufim. But akapadim, that is the halacha l'maaseh.
Here's this one time, both of broccoli. They check it, they wash it.
Some
people use your
mouth.
So now you take that and you cook that.
Okay, I'm not sure. I can't talk about the product because I didn't investigate. But the question, as I understand, what happens if you have a mir amotzi and you can make it into a mir chain amotzi? Is that something that's mutter? Do you say once it's a mir amotzi, you have to be mevar legamri? that is one of the issues with the Uruguay meat today, which is not a question of bugs, a question of treifus. One of the issues in the Uruguay meat is the fact that the whole tumul. I spoke to the nearby Rav who has a tshuva to be makel, and he emailed me his psak on it, but I can't download it. I get a error. So he's there. Being there doesn't help much, because I don't know what you gain by going there exactly. But to speak to the veterinarians there, the question is, by now the veterinarians are already not Masiach Lefituma, you understand. You know, it's hard to know if there are veterinarians there that service the farmers. The farmers have a big interest in continuing the kosher shechita. So rabbis come from Brooklyn with beards and frocks, and they ask them shilas, and they know full well what the answer is. So who's their allegiance? To the vets or to the rabbis? They'll never see the rabbis again. So the maila is that the questions were asked years ago. You know, people who are machmer in the Uruguay meats, right now it's the chalukei deis on it. You should just know that in Israel they've been using the Uruguay meat all the years with all the best hechsherim. So, you know, whatever the tumul is now, it's kedai to be mevarer, but it's like b'chesk is good because it's been used all of the years. Anyway, it's again to us, there, the question is the animals develop gears. They eat grass, and they develop gears problems. I'm not sure, it's not gears like cholent, it's something which can bring the animal idei sakana. And they pierce the stomach in order to relieve the pressure on the stomach. And it was similar to the milk problem, except that there, now, I met with two hechsherim. One of them came down and met with Dava Cohen's home at a meeting for Kila, and the other I spoke to personally. And I got two different stories. So I'm not sure, I think the story is evolving to a certain degree. But basically, what they want to be Saimach on is that there's a certain hakara of this hole in the belly. It's a certain amount is recognizable. The percentage, it's not rive, but it's much more than 10% that have this procedure. However, the procedure is done in different ways. Sometimes it's done with an injection with a needle. Sometimes it's done in a very crude way. And very often it's noticeable. What they were timing, as one of their timings, is that when you deduct the ones that are clearly noticeable, the ones that we wouldn't recognize are Amir Sheina Matsui. Amir Sheina Matsui, the halacha is, you don't have to check for. So, which sounds like a logical argument. That's what we're talking about now, going from Amir HaMatsui to Amir HaMatsui to Amir Sheina Matsui. And it would appear that that is adequate. So this is Sif Ches. These are the Klolim. As I said, next week we'll go through some of the pratim as they apply, but we will have to learn siftes as well. Now, I'd like to give you, if you can keep it for next week, this is not a good copy. Both the original wasn't so good and the machine is not so good. The OU's, these guidelines are a number of years old, but they're much clearer than the whole booklets that you have to read today. It's really what we learned today. If you read it, you'll understand right away the whole, hopefully everything it says. And next week, I hope to go through this. We'll learn siftes, and then I hope to go through both this, and we'll get the guidelines from the Star K as well, and maybe one of the other sharing, and we'll be able to.